ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Prime Minister is in Alice Springs weeks after a youth curfew thrust the town into the national spotlight. Anthony Albanese says it's a chance to see progress being made in the community. The community he last visited in January 2023 during a spike in crime. As he flew in yesterday, the federal government announced more funds to help strengthen policing and other community support in the town. Matt Patterson is the mayor of Alice Springs and joins me now. Matt, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Matt, you met with the Prime Minister last night. What did he tell you?
Yeah, so we met as a council with the Prime Minister, and beforehand I had a one-on-one meeting. So it was, you know, greatly appreciated. The Prime Minister didn't say much. He did a lot of listening, which, you know, I think is beneficial for all parties. But look, we just, you know, everyone just shared their views of where we are now and how to get better going forward.
How would you describe the situation in your community at the moment after the lifting of the youth curfew? How's it going?
Yeah, look, we still have extra police resources here, which is one of the things that I spoke to the PM about. Clearly makes a difference. You know, I think what we have is just a calamity of issues. And, you know, we have police spending 80% of their time dealing with domestic violence. So the ambulances at the bottom of the cliff. If we can address that, then we're not having police spend 80% of their time, and they can do some proactive policing. So, you know, that's one of the issues that I spoke about with the Prime Minister that we need to address is obviously DV. And I know there's a national conversation going on about that at the moment, but the extra resources at the moment are clearly having a positive impact in the community.
So with the level of crime, Matt, the level of crime now, is it better than it was before the curfew?
I'd suggest yes. One reason is because we've got the extra resources. Two is it usually is quieter at this time of the year because of the weather. I mean, it's quite cold and we know that the crime peaks in summertime. So when the weather is a bit hotter and people are out during the night. So look, it is, it's certainly gone down recently. And I think there's a bit of a different feeling within the community, and it's, yeah, probably everyone's taken a breath and feels a little bit more safer.
What undertakings has the Prime Minister given you on resourcing or funding other commitments to Alice Springs?
Yeah, look, he's made a commitment, and I don't want to speak on behalf of the Prime Minister, but there's a commitment for extra police, a continuation of extra police and pallies, which are the liquor inspectors which stand on front of the bottle shop. So I think that that's certainly welcomed and will be welcomed by the community.
What do you think is the long-term picture? What do you need as a community to try and get on top of what's been going on for a long time, Matt?
Look, I think we need to look at things that work elsewhere in the country, and one of those things is a youth foyer. You know, constantly I've spoken about having safe places for kids to go, and a youth foyer is a successful model elsewhere. So we need to look at that. And the youth foyer model bridges the gap between 16 and 24-year-olds, whether in education or employment, and I think that that's something that will be very beneficial. And we need to certainly audit organisations that are on the government ticket who aren't delivering services because, you know, there's millions and billions of dollars spent in the Territory and Central Australia that we need to hold people accountable if they're getting paid to not deliver those services. Also, we need to have a look at a policy change, I think, Sally, because at the moment, the way that it's written is only, you know, majority of Aboriginal organisations can only get fund for Aboriginal people to deliver outcomes, where we've got other providers that can deliver that, which are now no longer able to get that funding, such as the Cattlemen's Association. So we need to have that conversation also. And, you know, if we piece that out, that'll go a long way to addressing the social issues, and then there's a separate economic conversation we need to have.
What about some of the issues surrounding policing? Do you understand some of the concerns about trust from some members of the Indigenous community towards the police force? There have been concerns about systemic or entrenched racism within the Northern Territory Police.
Look, I can't comment on that, as I only can comment on what I read, but what I will say is that the Aboriginal liaison officers and the community Aboriginal community police officers have an important role to play in our community, and people love seeing them in uniform walking down the street or engaging with people, and it does have a positive outcome. You know, they can speak multiple languages and, you know, really put water on a fire before it happens. And, you know, I think that that's certainly something we welcome as a community, and hopefully that, you know, they can continue on and we can grow that, because, as I said, it's very beneficial and people really like seeing it.
How long do you think you're going to be able to secure a larger police presence in Alice Springs? Is there concern that that's going to finish up?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've got them, the extra police, till the end of June. Hopefully that gives some time to the Northern Territory government to come up with phase two of this. But we'll wait and see. And I know the $14.2 million might just be an extension, but it's certainly welcome. But, you know, as I said, at the moment it's better than nothing. And credit where credit's due for the Prime Minister to come to Alice Springs, because, you know, it is a bit of a political minefield, but we certainly thank him for his presence in Alice.
It's been more than a year since his last visit. Has that been too long for some members of the community?
There has been other federal ministers here. Minister Burney's probably the minister that I catch up with most frequently. So, again, I'm sure she talks regularly to the Prime Minister. But as I said, you know, we welcome his visit. I'm not going to be critical of him coming. But, you know, the more people from Canberra coming to Alice Springs who are decision makers, the better, in my opinion.
Do you have confidence that the issues in Alice Springs can be resolved if the resources, the right resources, are there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this job if I didn't think that there was a, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel. It's a big task, but it's not an impossible task. I think it is about, you know, getting the kids off the street into safe places and wrapping that around education and employment outcomes. It'll go a long way to addressing the problems. Got to remember, this is 30 years of social policy that probably hasn't fit the mould of Alice Springs. So we're not dealing with something that's happened overnight. It's 30 years of policy that we need to address, and makes, you know, there's frustrations in the community that we've got to this point. However, we just need to work together and hunt as a pack, as a community, and, you know, all sing the same message and hopefully get some outcomes.
How much frustration is there from the business community in Alice Springs still, do you think, on the issue of crime?
Yeah, clearly. I mean, they've had a rough trot, haven't they? They've been through COVID, and then there's obviously the reputational damage Alice Springs has copped, and then plus, you know, break and enters and XYZ. So there is a frustration. You know, they are in desperate need to keep their head above water, but we're in our tourism season now, so we'll hopefully see people arriving and you know, spending some money in the CBD. But as I've said, it's completely different to what it was 12 months ago. And we just need to sell that message to the rest of the country that it's, you can come to Alice Springs.
Matt Patterson, Mayor of Alice Springs, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
That's Matt Patterson there, the Mayor of Alice Springs. And as we heard, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is visiting the Alice.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.